The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now it's our time to talk to KCBS insider Phil Mateer.
Phil joins us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. Efforts to recall Oakland Mayor Sheng Tao and Alameda County District Attorney Pamela Price appear to have been successful. While ballots are still being tabulated, nearly two-thirds of voters voted in favor of ousting the two. But what happens next? That's where Phil comes in. So Phil, do we know who will fill their seats? It sounds like there's no quick answer here. If
there isn't. There isn't. And let's take, for example, San Francisco, when they recalled the district attorney here, Chesa Boudin. What happens was the mayor had somebody that was ready. She was ready to put in Brooke Jenkins. She put her in to fill out the term and then run for re-election, which is what she did. And she just won. Very simple, very quick. Over in Alameda County, it's a different story. Rather than one person making the call, it's going to be the Board of Supervisors. That's five people. So they have to have a process. Possibly they have to have a public airing of candidates, all of which is going to take time and is going to get very political. And whoever does take over would be interim until for the next 2 years, and then they would have to run if they chose to run, or if that was a condition that they not run, that makes it even more complicated. But they go in and they have to take over an office that is, you know, stacked with public defenders now that have turned prosecutors. And it could be a difference in philosophy and a very sort of, you know, tough haul for somebody that's only in there for an interim period.
So what happens? Who gets to be mayor of Oakland?
Now, that's a different story. OK, we'll say that the Board of Supervisors works their way through that. Meanwhile, over in Oakland, what we have is the minute in the next couple of weeks that the election numbers are certified, then Mayor Sheng Tao is basically fired. OK, she's out that day. What happens is that the president of the board of city council then assumes as interim, and they have it's between 90 and 120 days to call a special election, and then there would be an election, and then that person would become mayor. So that's how that works over there. That's all on the condition that the current city council president does not get elected to the Board of Supervisors, which she's running for in the same election we had Tuesday. If she does, then it could have to hand it off to somebody for that last month. Nothing's easy around here, okay?
Yeah. I mean, do you think that Oakland can afford a lack of leadership? I'm just thinking of the police chief in the revolving door.
No, you've hit on really one of the real scary parts of all of this. And it was scary no matter what. Oakland is basically, you know, running out of money faster than it expected. They are facing, its first was thought a $63 million budget deficit that was going to trigger a whole lot of cuts. That's maybe up to $80 million or more now. They haven't made the fundamental changes they need to, so there's still money going out the door. They don't have the money for the cops on the streets. That is something that is going to land in the next week or so, because they put off a lot of the decisions until after the election, because the recall was on for Mayor Sheng Tao. She didn't want to be having to deal with this before the recall, and neither did some of the other council members who are running for other offices. So yes, Brad, before they even get a new mayor, they're going to have a whole lot of new problems that they got to deal with, bigger than before.
Our thanks to KCBS insider Phil Mateer.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies Rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.